Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90, exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's start with some good news.
I've got good news and good news.
Tell them the good news.
Good news?
Good news.
Okay.
Let's hear it.
All right, for the good news today, I got a very special guest in town, and I'm glad that you could be in studio with us. Lawrence Maroney, raised here in St. Louis, attended Normandy High School, and he's got LM39 Foundation, the third annual LM39 weekend going on this weekend. Lawrence, welcome, brother.
Man, appreciate you. Thanks for having me.
Talk a little bit about what the LM39 Foundation is, and then we can kind of get into what's going on this weekend.
It's all about, you know, supporting the community, man, and really focusing on the mental wellness, physical wellness, and financial wellness of the community and of the people.
You played several seasons in the NFL. Talk about how this kind of began after your NFL career. Why did you want to start a foundation? Why did you want to start giving back? What was important about that for you?
Well, honestly, I started the foundation when I first got drafted, my rookie year in 2006, and we did a lot of things in the community all the way up until 2012 when, you know, life took a turn. And so we revamped the foundation and restarted it back in 2023, and we was really focusing really more on the mental health side of things, mm-hmm. just from the transition from me coming from football, trying to get out the hole, and, you know, my dealings with the mental health side. And so it all started because my fiance was really tailoring it around me, you mm-hmm. know what I'm saying? And so we just stuck with the mental health aspects, and we was real big on financial literacy because that was one of the things when I got drafted, mm-hmm. you know, I knew was needed, because I didn't have really no financial literacy background, mm-hmm. didn't really know what to do with the money when I got the money, didn't know nothing about taxes, and really just trying to prepare this youth and this next generation, especially with the new generation getting NIL deals mm-hmm. and things of this such, is just having them prepared for this part of life.
So there's things obviously that you do with this foundation that you try to teach the youth that you wish you would have known kind of going into your career, right?
Yeah, for sure. That's the whole thing where I really be trying to create a me for the youth. You know, I really trying to be that person that I know I needed. And so I want to be that person for the new generation. And, you know, whether it's questions I've asked of how this road going to go, you know, because this athletic road is difficult, mm-hmm. you know, and teaching these kids how to navigate through these ups and downs. And so I really want to be that, what I needed.
Mm-hmm. Obviously, mental health, and I believe May is Mental Health Month.
It is.
So you have your event going on this weekend. Talk about the third annual LM39 weekend.
For sure. So we definitely want to kick off the Mental Health Month, you know, with our weekend. And so we have our Saturday, we have our Mental Health Athlete Jamboree. Man, it's a lot of exciting things. We have a lot of small businesses, vendors, a ton of resources for the community. We also have a lot of fun things horseback riding, bounce houses. We also partner with a partner of mine bringing the football, flag football league to these events. So we have a bunch of entertainment, man. It's just really a feel-good day, really a community event, man, a feel-good day that has ton of resources. It's just for giving these community a safe space.
What's it mean for you to have had a successful football career and then be able to come back to where you're from and give back to your hometown community?
Well, it feels amazing, man. I think it's my duty, man. I think I'm supposed to do this. It's in my heart. I feel like the success I had, the journey I took, I think the things that I learned, the things that I seen, if I don't come back and pour back into my community that poured into me, that helps me, that helped me get to the situation I was in, man, I'm doing my community a disservice. Mm-hmm. So I feel like it's my right to come back and try to uplift my community.
Yeah, and I think that's really incredible when people like yourself realize, hey, I was given an opportunity that not necessarily everybody is given. And obviously you worked hard to get to where you're at, and now being able to give back, I think that's really incredible to remember your roots, because a lot of people, you know, St. Louis does get overlooked quite a bit. And the fact that you're coming back here, you're still ingrained to the community. This isn't the first time I've chatted with you as
for
well.
Sure.
And it's cool to see you around still being a part of the community. And so, you know, I think I speak for everybody when I say we appreciate what you do here locally as well.
No, I appreciate that, man.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I say, man, this community, this city means everything to me, man. I think it taught me so much in life that I definitely love pouring into my community. I definitely want to see more athletes get out, more kids get an opportunity to get to the college level to try to pursue their dreams. And so I feel like I say, man, it's everything in me just says this is where I'm supposed to be. You know, after the football, you know, you kind of lose yourself and trying to figure out, like, what's next? What is my purpose now? And so I feel like this is my purpose, pouring back into my community, making sure these kids get the opportunities that they normally wouldn't get.
Yeah, it seems like there has been, over the years, a stigma around mental health and people being a little bit of afraid to talk about mental health, being afraid to talk to people in general or get the help that they need. Going back to that, what stuck out to you as far as, I guess, what you could tell kids about why it's okay to get help or talk to people, but what really stuck out to you as the most important piece that finally, I guess, clicked with you that you were like, hey, this is very important to me and I realize this is important to me and this can make me a better person if I'm mentally healthy, I'm mentally right and I'm in a good state of mind.
For sure.
What kind of pushed that across the finish line here I am?
So like I say, it was my fiance, man, and just her watching everything that I was going through and, you know, us getting therapists and life coaches, man, and just seeing how it was helping me. And so when mental health became a topic, like you said, it was never really a topic. So the whole weekend started with, because at the end of the day, I was looking for the resources. I was still looking for therapists and different things to help with my mental health issues. And so at the same time while I'm looking for it and I'm trying to get the resources, I want to pour it back into my community because I'm pretty sure I'm not the only one that's dealing with some type of mental health. And so if I can be that bridge, that person that be like, okay, listen, y'all look at me as a big, strong football player. Mm-hmm. And if I'm saying, hey, it's okay not to be okay, it's okay to sit down and talk to people because you try to find ways to cope with mental health. I don't think it's a solution that ends mental health. It's just really how do you cope? How do you see it? How do you resolve when you're going through these times.
Yeah, and I think that's really cool to hear, obviously, from you. And you're a realistic person. You understand that kids look up to professional athletes, to NFL football players, as people that are, like you said, these big, strong, tough guys. And I think it's important for kids to know that it's okay to talk to people. It's okay to let people know how you feel because, you know, holding those thoughts, those feelings in, it never really helps you find the solution where you can go down that next path.
You just sitting there holding it in, dealing with it, man. And that's a lot of weight, man. And so we try to create safe spaces for the community, safe spaces for the kids to really, you know, get this off your chest, man. I think the more you get it out there and you put it in the air and then you realize how many people around you that can actually help. It might not be the person next to you, but they might know somebody that knows somebody that can help. So you never know what resources or what help you can get unless you open your mouth and say, hey, this is what's hurting me. This is what's wrong with me. This is what's bothering me. And if you don't say nothing, you will never get the help that's needed.
Well, I thank you for everything that you're doing. How can people learn more about this weekend, or if they can't maybe attend or sign up to be a part of this weekend, how can people give back and continue to help?
You can follow us on lm39foundation.com. You can go there. You can watch everything that we have going on. You can donate. You can register to be vendors. And you can follow it on all social media platforms, Instagram, Facebook. You can follow Lawrence Maroney on all social media platforms also.
And one more time, what's the website?
LM39foundation.com.
LM39foundation.com. Lawrence Maroney, born and raised St. Louis, former NFL player, and we're so glad that you're back here doing great things for the community. Thanks for joining us, man.
No, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
This good news is brought to you by Together Credit Union. Give back to get more. Introducing the St. Louis Zoo debit card exclusively at Together Credit Union.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.